If you listen to the media and the sales industry around investments and retirement recently, you're hearing a lot of rhetoric on the idea that taxes are absolutely going up for everybody. Income taxes, capital gains taxes, estate tax, whatever. The media and the sales industry discuss this as if it's already happened. Now, every year, the White House publishes its budget and tax policy. And every year, the media runs to the microphones and reports it as if it's already happened. Now, here's the key point on the budget and proposed tax increases. None of these increases have happened yet. All of this has to be passed by Congress and signed by the President before any of it becomes a reality. Now, these proposed tax increases have not happened yet and may not happen at all in their current forms.
Right. Now, you need to know, these proposed tax increases might happen, but it's important to understand that tax increases are always very uneven as to who it affects. The proposed changes are targeting corporations and super high $1 million plus incomes.
Right.
So for those of you that are close to or above $1 million per year income, whether these tax increases pass or not, you already have a problem. You had better already have some very advanced tax reduction strategies in place, and if you don't, you should get a hold of us pronto.
Boy, that's true.
That being said, most retirees fly below the radar on proposed tax increases and even the current tax law. In other words, the typical retired American won't likely be on the hook for these tax hikes. As a matter of fact, according to the Tax Foundation, using IRS data, 87% of all income taxes paid into the U.S. Treasury are paid by the top 25% of income earners. For most of you listening, and even wealthy retirees, you're not likely to hit income levels in the top 25%.
No.
But that doesn't stop the safe money salespeople from promoting the idea that you're all going to pay way more in taxes in retirement than you are now. And for those of you who are already retired, that your taxes are going to suddenly skyrocket and that you must buy their product because it's the only way, quote unquote, to prevent it.
That's right. Okay, so then what should we do about these proposed tax increases that everybody's talking about? Well, the first thing to remember, these are not reality yet, so in that sense, don't react yet. However, if they do raise taxes and your tax bill is definitely going up, then you must change course and alter your strategy. Now,
right.
This requires liquidity and flexibility in order to change strategies to react to tax laws or inflation or any changes in your personal situation. Liquidity is the key.
That's completely right. And when we're talking about liquidity, here's what we mean. The liquidity of your IRAs, 401ks, and retirement assets. Are they stuck where you're currently invested? Do you have surrender penalties or early withdrawal penalties? Or are they just illiquid investments that are difficult to sell? If that's the case, then you're not liquid. And this makes it really hard to respond to changing tax laws, inflation, and economic conditions. Liquidity should be a fundamental building block of your investment planning that allows you to shift all or part of your investment strategy as the economy, tax laws, and personal circumstances change. If you don't know for sure whether your investment strategy is liquid, go to strategicutah.com and click on our SOS. That's our second opinion service. We can give you a complimentary and detailed analysis on any question you have, including whether or not your retirement assets are liquid. That's strategicutah.com or call us at 801-627-2200.
So another issue that we're hearing a lot about lately is inflation. Now, inflation is a legitimate concern for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the reason we're hearing so much about inflation lately is that there are reports of increased inflation. And prices have definitely increased in several categories like real estate, lumber, building products, and more. So inflation, of course, is the increase in prices of goods and services. In other words, your cost of living is increasing faster than it was last year. So the next question to ask, naturally, is if higher inflation is indeed here and everyone is going to see an increase in cost of living, this will reduce your net cash flow each month. So what should people do about inflation?
Well, specifically for retired and soon-to-be retired people, it is critical to have lump sum assets that are invested in liquid, low-cost portfolios where they can outperform inflation, and then you can give yourself a raise. In simple terms, you must grow your money faster than the inflation shrinks it. This is definitely achievable and should be a part of any complete retirement plan.
So that's right, Tom. If beating inflation is the goal, and that's a good one because inflation is the biggest threat to most people in retirement, then first, you must be invested in a strategy that is designed to and historically has outperformed inflation. But I see people gravitating to risk-averse investments that have never outperformed inflation. Let me just go through a few of the assets or investments that have never outperformed inflation in any long-term period. Gold, silver, precious metals, bank accounts, money markets, CDs, 100% bond portfolios, safe money, fixed index, insurance, and annuity products. These investments are definitely not the solution to the problem of inflation and increased cost of living. So then what kind of investments historically have outperformed inflation?
Well, there are two main investment types that have outperformed inflation over long periods of time. They are real estate and diversified stock portfolios. Now, for most of us who don't want to own a bunch of rentals, which gives us a second job in effect, there is a very convenient, simple, and effective way to outperform inflation, and some of you are already doing it to some degree. And that is using time-tested, diversified, market-based portfolios in 401ks, IRAs, and other retirement investments. These are liquid and efficient, easy to buy and sell, and can be low-cost portfolios. Of course, these types of portfolios do have market risk and can underperform inflation during certain periods of time, but overall, historically, they have on average outperformed inflation over the long term.
Yeah, Tom, so as simple as all that is, people really get sidetracked away from the objective of beating inflation. I see people being overly concerned about market volatility, and they buy into safe money annuities, gold, and other so-called solutions to market risk. Now remember, these types of assets have a historically low single-digit rate of return and lose to inflation over long periods of time. These are the worst things to invest in if your concern is really inflation. So if you want to know how your retirement investments would respond to long periods of high inflation, get a second opinion. Go to strategicutah.com and fill out our SOS form. That's our second opinion service, where we will provide a complimentary analysis on your portfolio and investments and how they might respond to inflation. That's strategicutah.com or call us at 801-627-2200.